I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. A bad seed, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad hours, bad day, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Farrell Appalachia, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves a little late night Bubba Kush, 17% in New York City. The Big Apple, ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up should do. But all my friends that come around flat to flat the party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess. This town's a tatter. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan. Should do be shake it. Ooh. Hey, what's gigging? It's Farrell with Mafia tonight. Toll free 844-843-6879. The number to get on the bench. So, I've been watching Rack all night. Can someone explain to me, Mafia, do you know why? Like, I'm not going to say nothing to him. He's a little big for me in terms of, you know, like questioning him or mouthing off to him or whatever. But, you know, you're big, 6'5", 240. I'm going to let you handle it. Why is Shaq wearing like a scarf, like, you know, in his shirt? You know what I mean? He's got like a scarf on, like he's like a rich old man with a scotch in his hand that, you know, that's looking at Picasso's in his living room. He's got like the artist scarf going tonight on TNT, and I think it's really creepy looking.
Well, he's what now? And he's no longer the big Aristotle and all those. He's probably, I guess, the big fashionista. I mean, he's got to change up the look every now and then. Got to accessorize.
You mean, like, so clearly no one had the stones to say anything to him on the way out the door that he looked silly.
Imagine how big a scarf that must be, too, to be on him.
I mean, I just looked up and I saw this scarf he's wearing, and I'm like, bro, what are you doing? What's happening here? I just don't understand it at all. So I've been watching NBA Rack a little bit tonight, and the games were so bad that I had to watch a Spanish murder mystery instead for 45 minutes. I got in a little Spanish murder mystery. Anyway, I'll just tell you in terms of what I saw the Nets just kick the Hornets in the stones, like right in the onions. I mean, they beat their ass tonight like nobody's business and no sleep till 111-89. It seemed a lot worse than that score, though. They were up 30 the whole game. And there was no Harden. Of course, per usual, he's missed 23 games. KD, the misogynist homophobe, he missed another game tonight. And then it's so funny, they had a press conference with him. talking about his, injury, how close he is, and then about his Instagram DMs to the actor that he got into the war of words with. It's amazing to me. It really is. It blows my mind. I'm assuming the reason why the NBA is not involved, at least not until this point, is because they were, I'm guessing, Mafia, because it wasn't done by him on Instagram publicly. It wasn't for the public. It was private. So the actor took his private messages and posted them, right? So if it were done publicly, if he did that publicly, he'd be in all kinds of trouble. But I think because it was private, they're not doing anything to him. And I still find that amazing. We welcome in our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench with Mafia. So here's the thing, Maf. The inclusion is the theme of the day in the NBA, right? I mean, has the NBA not sold how inclusive they are and how everyone is treated equally? Every race, every gender, every religion, there's no stone unturned when it comes to Adam Silver and his all-inclusive NBA, where they don't tolerate racism of any kind or hate of any kind. Anyone that does it gets thrown out of the league, right? I mean, Donald Sterling, I mean, obviously he was a racist. They threw him out of the league. But it's okay for Kevin Durant to be a homophobe and a misogynist. I mean, there is no one on the face of the earth that can read what he wrote, read those DMs, read those Instagram messages back and forth with the actor, and not realize that he's demented and that he's hateful and that he's homophobic, misogynistic. I mean, it's just, it's all hate speech. It's all, you know, evil, foul-mouthed, disgusting, repulsive, unbelievable, sickening, and nothing happens to him. Nothing at all. Anybody else loses their career, anybody else is finished, they're thrown out of the league, they're unemployed for the rest of their life, they're finished, they lose everything. Kevin Durant, we celebrate his greatness for never playing in 3 months and missing every single game of the season with his little wussy hamstring strain.
Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead. Ask them. But only a few have an opinion informed by expert analysis and experience. It's called trust.
It's why we're here.
For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Listen, Pharrell on a bench with Mafia. I don't have a problem, Moff, with his game, right? Like, you know that I think his game is sickening. And I love watching the guy play basketball. Fair enough. Like, 30 a game. Are you kidding me? Easy money sniper's no joke. There's no getting around his skill. I'll never question how good he is. But I will question his body is broke down. He's absolutely broke, as far as I'm concerned. Any guy that misses the whole season, and then everybody tries to sell me on their BS that, you know, they're just saving him for the playoffs, is to me a joke. Now, I don't know what's going on now, but they're like taking off his, they're taking off the thing, the whatever it is, the handkerchief or whatever the scarf is, and Shaq, like, people are touching him now. It's getting a little creepy on the TNT set. Anyway,
mascot.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
I don't even know what that is. That's just, someone's got to tell him. Like, maybe we should write a letter. Just say, listen, bro, It's not good what you're doing. You look silly. Anyway,
you can't
even
tell he's wearing it because like all hidden under his collar, like you just it peeks out like a you know like the priest collar in the front. That's it.
Do you ever worry about guys like that, like their health? You know what I mean? He's so enormous. He's just so enormous and gigantic. He's like a giant. And that you know what I mean? Like he does not look to me like he, I don't know if he lifts and stuff. I'm assuming he lifts, but I don't know. I don't think that guy's running laps and running, suicides and running on the beach. And I don't, you know, I'm not feeling him, you know, on the 25 mile bike ride. You know what I mean? He just seems like a guy that's just getting older and fatter and just out of shape. And then you worry, I worry about a guy that big, like just, you know, 350 pounds, whatever he is. And he's 7'8". I mean, the guy, it looks like his heart's probably the size of a pea. And I'm concerned about his health. And that's, you know, as you know, I'm a doctor on General Hospital weekdays at 3 on ABC. Anyway, going back to Durant, I'm going to get Mafia's opinion on this. Let me just finish. I think that my problem is that I refuse to be sucked into this actor. I think he's an absolute male organ. And you can pause and let everyone think about what that means. That's a nice way of calling it something else so I can not get fired. Okay, so I think that actor is a complete tool, male organ. I have nothing. I'm not getting into his little war with 85,000 different people in television and radio and movies. And is there anyone on the face of the earth that guy's not in a fight with? That's what he does for a living. He's such a loser. And I won't buy into it. I won't say his name. I'm not doing it. I'm not going there. This is not about him. I don't care who he's friends with. The guy's an idiot. So my point is I don't want any part of that side of it. That guy can jump off a bridge as far as I'm concerned. I'm talking about Durant, that it, when you say those things, just so we're clear, I want to be as clear as possible here tonight. When you say things like that, when you write things like that, when it happens to come out of your mouth or, you write it and you acknowledge that you did it and you admit that you did it and it's not someone else doing it for you. It's not someone else wrote it and put your name on it. You actually did it and then you said it. You live that life. That we now know, away from the cameras and away from the NBA court, Mafia, this is who he is. The vulgarity, the disgusting, repulsive vulgarity and homophobic, misogynistic, demented, sickening, threatening things that he said is exactly who he is. That's exactly who he is. That's who your superstar favorite player is, selling his $200 shoes and his video games. That's who he is. That's exactly who he is. And that's the way he talks to people that he hangs with or jokes around with or parties with or goes out with or goes to the strip club with or, you know, hangs out, whatever, like goes to the game with, whatever, goes out to the club with. That's exactly what he talks like. That's exactly how he acts. That's exactly what he says. That's exactly what he wrote, because that's who he is. Know that. It's simple. This is real simple. When you do that stuff, that's who you are. That's who you are. That's exactly who you are. Mafia, your reaction.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, this isn't the first time we've had issues with him in social media. You know, when he left OKC to go to Golden State at first, there were a lot of people throwing shade and giving hate. You know, we had like the fake Twitter accounts that he was clapping back at people about. So he's always been thin-skinned. He cannot take criticism whatsoever. He has always had issues with people going after him. Now, that's not to say, you know, the guy that you're talking about, the battle that he's in, you know, if you're not going to mention him, then I'm not. He lives for this, like you said. He loves ripping people. That's his whole shtick, is just going on there and running his mouth and using some awful language himself in these posts about these other, you know, these players and teams and things like that. You know, he takes his super fandom and tries to capitalize on it by being a jerk to everyone else. So, yeah, in some ways, I'm sure that he, you know, brought some of this out by being a tool to Kevin Durant himself. But I'm with you that I don't care if it's private messages. Once this is brought out into public, for the NBA to not even comment on this yet, let alone take action against him or do anything, is ridiculous. It's soft. Because you know what? When we saw, you know, things like Kobe Bryant, and you could read his lips when he was, you know, dropping F words at people on the court and he got suspended, or other guys that have done, you know, homophobic slurs at guys on the court that they pick up, whether it be Mike or, you know, just watching the video and reading their lips. Like, right, that's not supposed to be public, but you know what? Those guys get suspended. We've had people do things in their private life that, well, you get suspended for it because it comes out. So for them to like cater this guy and say, okay, well, we're just going to leave it alone, pretend it didn't happen, is ridiculous. I'm not saying that the other guy's an angel. I'm not saying the other guy's, you know, some victim here and not a tool himself. But for this guy to go off and just throw out these words and, like, not threaten the guy, say, like, you know, show up here, I'm going to kick your ass. Like, that's ridiculous. You get over yourself. You're an NBA superstar. Don't go try to fight this guy in the streets. First of all, if you're that smart and you have these guys around you, you know, you're involved in all these businesses, right? Have one of your boys do it. Don't be stupid enough to try to do this yourself. And it's just ridiculous that he's even getting into this war of words.
He said I heard the press conference. He said he feels terrible that everyone got to see that amount of DMs and that they got to read them and that they got to see that it was him, that he said it.
Right.
And he said he was embarrassed that everyone got to see that he was, you know, I mean, he didn't say it on the presser. He just said, I'm saddened by the fact that everyone's got to see how, you know, in not so many words, exactly who I am. He's like, I'm sorry people had to see that, hear that, see that language, that type of, those type of comments, those type of words, the type of vile, homophobic, misogynistic stuff that it was. And he didn't say those words because he refuses, I'm sure, to acknowledge that he's either or, right? But the reality is that he's only kidding himself, right? Because that's exactly who he is. That's exactly who he is. And the fact that you're right, that they have suspended and fined everyone else for the littlest things, and that they haven't even acknowledged this for days is unbelievable. I'll tell you what else, the league should be ashamed of themselves. Bottom line is, Adam Silver's a hypocrite and a phony. Let's just be clear there, too. You're a hypocrite and a phony. You're a fake. You pick and choose who's in trouble, okay? Your favorites don't get in trouble, but everybody else does. It's ridiculous. You're pathetic. So this is the first time we've exposed him for being a phony. That skinny runt. With his fake ass. He's a phony, I'm telling you. I see right through him. You cannot let everybody else get in trouble and then this guy gets off scot-free. That's amazing. Problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
Anyway, so it's funny, Pharrell on a Bench with you with Mafia. I did a movie with that idiot, and you know what he's like? Do you remember in the movie Big Fan when he was like, he was just like a lunatic and he was arguing with the Giants fan and he was the Eagles fan, and they would call my radio show in New York and they would argue and fight, and the one guy taunted the other one, right? And he messed with him and taunted him and effed with him and did everything. And then the guy eventually snapped and he went to kill him. Right. And I actually think that guy is in real life almost that character. I think he's turned into the annoying pest, like a guy that just can't stop effing with people and getting in the middle of stuff, and that's his only way to like survive in the world and be like, I guess. But how could you not consider him a loser being, you know, relevant? You want to be relevant, and so all you do is get in fights with players and celebrities and radio DJs and TV personality, and all you do is fight with people and get in these huge social fights for no reason whatsoever. I mean, bottom line, it's just like that movie Mafia. He's become that character, and he's actually that's who he's become in real life. And you just have to be just an absolute jackass loser. I mean, like, who does that? Like, I have never in my life. Do you ever see me get into, like, really honestly, like, who do you ever? I've never once acted that way towards someone. You know, I won't deny I've had fights with people over the years that, you know, arguments, whatever. People don't like me, this and that. You've seen them yourself with me at various jobs, whatever, where, you know, and don't even tell me they didn't have it coming. You've been with me like 18 years. Don't tell me you haven't seen me with some good fights where I had, you know, I had every right to get in a fight.
Yeah, would you absolutely admit that? I've been in a bunch of them. Yeah, there's been a bunch of them that you've been involved in. I mean, anybody that has that kind of passion, eventually, you know, you get caught up in some stuff. But I mean, where you differ from people like that is you'll get hot and hitting you heavy at times. You'll get crazy, you know, but there are times that you will walk away. There's times that you're like, this isn't worth it. Or even after a little bit of the fight, you'll be like, you know what? You're not worth my time. This is stupid. I'm not getting into this. I'm not taking this to the next level. And guys like this, they don't do that. I mean, that character that you put in that movie was written pretty much about you. It was you. That's the same thing for him. You know, this isn't like art, you know, turning into reality. I'm pretty sure that character just was written of him for him because that's who he is. And it's just ridiculous. And there's plenty of people like that. And I just don't get it. You and me love sports as much as anybody. You know, it's our job. We're all in.
Right.
But there's a line that you draw. You're like, really, there's still real life. There's other things that are more important. And the way some of these people treat this, like going after everybody or threatening athletes after they screw up, you know, death threats and things like that. It's like, get a life.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, remember, it doesn't matter anywhere now, like in sports. It seems like, for me anyway, when I see, you know, teams lose big games and then the death threats roll in, you know what I mean? Or some kid has a bad game and they blame it on him, the loss or whatever. And then the next thing you know, you see a day or two later, the kid got, you know, thousands of death threats against him, his family, whatever. I mean, it's just despicable. It's pathetic. I don't know anything about it. Like, you've seen me get in fights playing basketball, but, you know, basketball is heated. Basketball is intense. Like, you and I've gone at it because you're a monster. Like, I'm not just going to let you push me around and do whatever you want because you're bigger. And you know, when you do that, I get dirty. And then you know I'm dirty. And then you're like throwing elbows and like, you want some of this? And then it happens. We've had those days, but we always stop. We've always stopped. We've never done anything. And I've been in 50 fights playing basketball, but I've never, you know, it's never crossed the line where it turned into throwing hands. And the bottom line is I've actually had, you know, I've had guys throw fists at me. I've had guys swing at me haymaker style and try to knock my teeth out. I've had people come at me and try to kill me playing basketball. That's fine. Because I'm, you know, I've been dirty. I know how to play dirty. And you want to play dirty? I'm probably the dirtiest player there is. If you want to go there, I always warn them. You know me. I'm like, you want? What do you want? What do you want? You want to go this way? Because I'll go this way. Let's go. Let's do whatever. You've seen me slew foot people on a basketball court. You see me trip someone on a basketball court running full speed. I trip them right on their face. And then they want to kill you. And I'm good at it, but I never take it further than it should go. When I get in fights with refs, I always come out after the game and give them a hug. And I'm like, what's up, bro? It's all good. I don't mess with anybody after the fact. In the moment, it's heated. But this thing is just, you're an idiot. I don't care what anybody says. Like, at what point do you just realize you're an idiot and you just are, that's all you do? That's what you do for a living? That's your sole purpose in life? You're just an idiot. And I cannot believe, I frankly can't believe that he bit into it. I really can't. I cannot believe that he went that far with this guy. And then, well, at least he admitted he did it. You know, I'll give you that, because I thought for sure we were going to hear he didn't do it. You know, he's had all these burner accounts and all this other stuff. I'm glad he just admitted he did it, because I thought we would hear someone else, you know, hacked him and all this other nonsense. That's what I thought we were going to get. But it is what it is. So I told you, Mafia, that I'm, you know, the story. I've been building the new Pharrell studio in the Pharrella Palatial. So I've actually had this project going on for about a month. And I actually did my entire basement, right, for the most part. I blew out my haunted house, and so this house is old, whatever. I bought it, and it was the childhood home of my wife. So it's really old, whatever. And but it's nice, and it needs a lot of work, right? So the house needed all kinds of things done to it, and I've done one project at a time over the years, and I've been in here about 5 or 6 years, something like that. And I've done all these projects, and they, you know, it's so expensive. Like, you have no idea how expensive it is doing this stuff. It's brutal. I mean, it's just rollover tens of thousands of dollars. It's crazy. So I have to, you know, I'm normal. I'm not like some, you know, filthy rich dude over here doing whatever I want, whenever I want. And just, you know, here, let's do it. I'm pretty normal. For the most part. And I have to, you know, I have to plan and save and things like that for just like everybody else. So, you know, I won't deny I've been afforded a nice, you know, fairly nice life, where I worked and earned it, and I, done well, but I've busted my ass to do it. But I've had to, you know, be smart about things to like make these projects happen. It's not like I can just throw around money every day of the week and do whatever I want. So I've saved for this, and I made this project possible by planning, and then it's, you know, come together, right? So I'm like a month into it or something like that, maybe 5 weeks into it. And these guys have done a great job. There's no doubt about it. I know the guy that does all the building in my house. He's a really cool dude. And he's done projects for me before. He's built other friends of mine, their homes. He's built their homes. He can do anything. He can build homes. He can do anything. He can do anything. And so he's done projects in my house, and he's done this basement and studio. So the basement's like a party room. It's a huge, like, extra family room, party room, playroom, blowout, you know, bar, everything, whatever. And then the studio is on the other side. And I built this gigantic, you know, for me, gigantic. It's a pretty big room. It'd be like, it's almost like the size of a master bedroom or whatever. It's pretty big. And for a studio, it's big. It's bigger than my other one, put it that way. You remember the other one, Moff? It was like at the other house. It was, you know, that was seemed like to me like about a 12 by 12 room. Was that about what it was?
Yeah, it was like a small little room. It wasn't huge for sure.
But this one's bigger than that. This one's probably got another, you know, 5 feet on each side. So this one's more like 18, 14, something like that. And it's badass. It's going to be badass. I mean, I don't know how it's going to sound yet. I don't know how it's going to react to the cameras and the microphones and the walls and all the stuff that has to be done. Like, soundproofing, everything else like that, whatever, carpets, all this other stuff, furniture, cameras, lights, everything, TVs mounted, surround sound, the whole deal. But I did all this stuff, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about it and proud of it. It's cool, and it's been a long 5-6 weeks, whatever it is, but these dudes are like 95% done. Like, my studio is like almost done. Like, any day now they're gonna leave, and it's gonna be time to like set up shop and start cranking out shows from inside the studio. And it is badass. I mean, it is badass. I mean, it's like, it's almost, I think it's like a strip club, Mafia. I think you're gonna like it. I'm gonna have strippers in there and free chicken wings.
Football, the goal line. Baseball, home plate. Basketball, the net. Sports talk, right here. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So I just saw outside of Staples because I'm watching the Clippers and the Nuggets. And Mavi and I have hung out down there at that, whatever they call it, LA Live, whatever the hell it's called, outside of the arena there in downtown Lipstick City. And we've certainly done our fair share of events there and fights. And I've been to a million Laker games and King games and you name it. You know, it's weird. I used to never, when I lived there, I think it was a rare day, if ever, maybe never, that I went to a Clipper game. That's how little the Clippers matter. Back in the day when I lived in L.A. In the 90s, I lived there for a decade. And I mean, the Lakers were 100% all that mattered. And they won three straight championships when I was there. And all I know is the Clippers like were so irrelevant, it wasn't even funny. I mean, literally, I wouldn't walk around the corner to see them. I'm just saying. So hopefully, Mafia, just so going back to the studio thing really quick, I actually, you know, just so fans can understand what's been going on here. Since last year at March when the COVID started, I've been doing the show like everybody else in the world, working remotely or working from home or doing their job from home or whatever. I've been doing the show in front of my daughter's like underwear dresser. I mean, I have literally been sitting in a chair 3 feet away from this camera. I could reach out and touch it. That's how close I am to it. And I've been sitting in this chair. Mafia knows. I've been sitting in this little, I'm in a 3 foot space. 3 foot. Like when I do the show, I cannot move to my left or right. I can't do anything. And when I walk, I have to tip through the tulips, you know, like, you know, I can't, I have to like, I'm literally like Tony Dorsett leaving the room. I have to like land here correctly, go to my left. I got to go to my right. I got to jump over some wires. And if I hit anything, the whole thing comes crashing down. If I move 1 foot to the wrong way, the camera gets bumped. The basket holding all the sound machines gets knocked over and crashes. I mean, there's television wires going everywhere, cameras, lighting, soundboards. It's awful. It's just been awful. Now, what's happened is, as you know, Mafia, you've been in here. It's ruined my daughter's life. Like, she doesn't have her room anymore. She hasn't slept in her bedroom or used her bedroom once in a year. Not once. She sleeps with 34C, and then I actually sleep in here in this kid's bed, which I've ruined because I'm so heavy, right? I'm like, I'm 6'4", 215, and I literally have just, you know, the coils are already ruined because it's like a kid's bed. And it was a nice kid's bed until I came around it. And then I ruined it. I can tell the bed's shot. I'm going to have to buy her a bed now. Bottom line is, I bought 34C a new bed, you knew, at Christmas. That only cost me $3,000. All I know is I have to buy another one for in here. I've ruined her room. I've ruined her carpet, right? So that whole area where I do the show looks like home plate at Yankee Stadium. It's ruined. It's just dirt, and the carpet's ruined. There's indented chairs, camera, tripods, stereo, garbage cans, computers. Everything's ruined. The carpet will never be normal again. I've literally destroyed her room, which is, you know, unfair to her. And she's got a really cool room. It used to be a cool room until I came in here and turned it into a television and radio studio. So what I did was, because she was like, this sucks, you suck. And I was like, all right. So I went to the people at SportsGrid. I said, how about I build this studio to solve this problem? Because we weren't going anywhere. We weren't going back to the Meadowlands for a year because of the COVID. So it was like, I had to do something. So I eventually just broke down and did it. And I like planned that out. And I was like, all right, let's do it. I hired the guy and his crew came in, these like five dudes. Basically have done this whole project, and it's like really close to being done, like any day now, tomorrow, Saturday, it's over, it's done. They're going to grab their saws and all their buckets and all their stuff, and they're leaving all their tools. Like everything's in my house now is all their stuff and everything. And it's crazy. I mean, when they do spackle and drywall and all this stuff and put up the wall, it destroys everything. There's dust and, I mean, like piles of it, like cocaine on the floor. There's so much. And it's like destroyed everything. There's dust everywhere. It's just absolutely, you can't even fathom what it's been like. But it's like, it's almost, you know, 98% done. It's crazy. And now it's like badass. Like, it's got everything. It's got dimmers. It's got cool lighting systems, cool walls, cool entrances, cool banisters, cool studio. I got refrigerators in all the rooms and studios. And like, I mean, it is just pimp city. It is pimp city. Even the dog likes it. And my dog doesn't like anything. Boston is a leader of old oaks. And he's, you know, a 125, 6'2", he's a monster. And he won't go down into, he wouldn't go in that haunted basement to save his ass. For 6 years, he hasn't gone down there once. But now that it's like Magic City, isn't that Lou Williams' place? Now that my basement's Magic City, Mavi, that might be the name of the new studio, Magic City. It's in the Pharrell Palatial. The dog is now hanging out down there. You know that dog is just going to move right into that new den. He's going to move right in there and have his own little, like, soiree down there. He's going to have his own section.
You're
his
talking
own...
to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying,
right,
son of a gun. And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
And we're having a, I'm having a, the basketball machine's going in there. Oh my God. I got it all going. Papa shots. I got a bar. Mavia knows I don't even drink. And I got 500 bottles of booze. I got the biggest bar. You know what I got? I got the bar from The Shining.
Well, you need it. You got a lot of degenerate alcoholic friends.
All my friends are losers, drug addicts, and drunks. And they all love to party at Pharrell's house because I'm cool. I'm like, I quit partying, but I still love to watch everyone else party. Like, I'll go out with Mafia just to get him drunk, just so I can live vicariously through him and his alcoholic tendencies. Mafia loves whiskey, bourbon, you name it, scotch. He's hardcore. Beer, IPAs. I mean, what doesn't he do? And then, like, at my house, like, everyone's a drunk. I mean, everyone. My whole family's Irish from Belfast. Are you kidding me? They don't drink beer. They drink dark beer. I mean, they don't. These people don't mess around. They don't drink wine. They drink gallons of wine, bottles of wine. What are bottles of wine? We drink 15 bottles of wine at dinner. They don't drink, a sip of two fingers of whiskey. They drink the whole effing bottle of JMO. These people are nasty. They drink. They're professionals. And then everybody else just smokes tons of weed. Mavi is like, are we live? Check 1, 2. Anyway, Mafia, you're invited to the grand opening of Magic City at the Pharrell Palatial. I know Mafia will send me a text later if he approves of the name of the bar or not, or the studio. Maybe it's not good enough. Pharrell Palatial is a great name for the crib, but I don't know. What do you think, Mafia? Magic City? I could do better?
I like Magic City at the Pharrell Palatial. That sounds good.
It is nice, right?
Magic City Studios.
The Magic City Studios. It is a great starter name. I think it's got, it rings a bell. Fans might want to text me, tweet me. What do you think? Tweet me now. Is that what they call it, Mafia, tweeting? Is that on Twitter?
That is.
So just so you know, I do tweet. That's me on all those Pharrell on grids and at Scott Pharrell. I do the tweeting. I only promote stuff, you know? I'm not an asshat where I go on there and argue with people. I don't do that. If you don't like me, good. Swim in it. Because I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to talk to you. I don't know you. I'm going to slap you. That's my favorite one of Ric Flair. I'm going to slap you. I'm going to spit on you.
If I want you, all three of them, to hold you, I'm going to slap you. I'm going to spit on you. I'm going to kick you. And I'm going to go, woo, all night long.
That guy is my hero. But I think it's just it's a dawning of a new day, Mafia. It's very exciting what's going on around here. Very exciting.
You're going to have some strippers, a giant bar, and do radio and TV from there. Sounds like when I first started working with you.
Yeah.
We're back at Howard.
We've come full circle. It's just like Howard Stern again and Howard 101. We've brought it back, Sirius. Yeah, the Sirius 204 audience, everyone on Sirius, everyone in San Diego right now, just know this. And when I go on vacation, Mavi will tell you, I go to San Diego surfing. When I'm home, I go down to Magic City inside the Varela Palatial because I got it all going on down there. I got lovers, strippers. I got a bar. I got smoke. It ain't no joke. Gambling, drinking, thinking, yelling, intense. Screaming,
look
spitting,
at my arm,
hurling.
Look, I got goosebumps.
Woo! We got it all going in here. It's like a rodeo over here without cowboys.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
I think I'm going to have relations with 34C to break it in right in the studio before I open up shop, right before I start the first show. When I turn on and power up and it's like Elon Musk, he's got all those rocket ships exploding. Not going to have that, Mafia. We're going to have a launch pad, launch party, Magic City at the Varela Palatial, and then right in there, tap 34C. Boom.
No.
Done.
No good.
Just going to go in there, tap it. Hit it. Done. Everybody's good. So when we finish this hour, at some point, Mafia has told me just now in Morse code that I need to talk about all the NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball opening day action from today. Very exciting. I will tell you that the Nuggets, from what I'm seeing, are up 45-31 on the Clippers. The end game is Nuggets laying 7.5. The total's 217.5. That is happening as we speak. And I mean to tell you, there has been everything. Hawks and Spurs. How about this? Overtime about to happen. 2 seconds left. 110 apiece. There you go. Heat beat the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. 116-109. Pharrell with a double. Cover! And then Sixers over the Cavs. 114-94. Pharrell with the double. Cover! Pistons beat the Wizards. 120-91. Fail. Nets with a cover. 111-89 over the Hornets. And the Magic in overtime beat the Pelicans. I actually had the Magic with the points tonight, Mafia. God is my witness. You know that's true. Magic covered a spread. They win it by 5 in the extra session. When we come back, I'll check the baseball and the hockey for you. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
So Mavi was just saying to Carver High today, God, Pharrell sure does hit a ton of bets. So does Mafia and Carter High. But when it comes to certain things, like he's really good at the fighting and the UFC stuff, and I'm really good at making people money in hockey. I always advise the general public that even if you hate hockey and you don't watch hockey and you never would and you never will and you don't like it whatsoever, you like money, don't you? Okay, so don't like hockey, but still bet on it with my action on PharrellOnTheBench.com, and all I do is make people money. It's staggering. Penguins tonight on the road, 4-1 over the Bruins. Cover! Rangers in Buffalo in overtime. Cover! Islanders 8-4 over the Capitals at the Barn. Cover! Lightning over the Jackets in Tampa. Cover! Panthers were down 2-1. They win in overtime 3-2 over the Red Wings. Cover! Canadians 4-1 in Ottawa. Cover! Canes in Chicago, 4-3 over the Blackhawks. Cover! I mean, Mafia. It's insanity. Oh, sorry. I got the Stars wrong. They beat the Predators tonight. You know why we lost that game, Mafia? Did I not call that today on the show?
You did.
When Adam got disconnected in the middle of the interview because we had like a technical crash, the guy was on doing the Predators tonight. When we lost him and he never came back on the TV show, I said, you know, I have a bad feeling about that game now tonight. I'm thinking they'll probably end their 6-game winning streak tonight after we just lost him. They'll probably lose the game. And sure enough, they did. So give me a half cover on that, Mafia, for predicting failure. Also, Wild and Knights right now in Vegas tied at ones. I'll just tell you, I bet on Vegas. I've only got one game wrong tonight, and I kind of got that right too. Check out.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.